Welcome to This Just In, the show bringing you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. And now, for the fastest voice in healthcare, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to This Just In. I'm your host, Justin Barnes. In these segments, I'll bring you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. As always, we're broadcasting from the This Just In studios on the Business Radio X Network, as well as the Healthcare Now Radio Network. For this episode, my 234th episode, we have a very special first-time guest, Angela Benmassoud, Vice President of People from Cure4U Health. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you, Justin. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm excited for you to be here and get to know you a bit more, and also just share, you know, your best practices and thoughts around human capital, people, strategy. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over the past, four, five, 6 months now.
Yes, I can't believe how fast time has flown. It's been about 6 months already.
Yeah, cool. Well, I enjoy the opportunity to always speak with you. So let's dive right in. So where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in Bayside, Queens, New York, lived there through elementary school, and then moved with my parents, obviously, through to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, lived there for several years, went to high school, spent a little bit of time in Colorado, and moved to Tampa, Florida in 2014, and absolutely love it. I don't even like going back home anymore because I love the sunshine and the gorgeous weather of Florida.
I know. As you know, I'm in Florida part-time, but also live part-time in Georgia. And it's been so brutally cold. I'm in Georgia now, and the studio's here. And it's about 28 degrees or 25 degrees outside right now. And I've been here for now about a week, and it's been quite difficult. So I get the beautiful weather in Florida for sure.
Oh, wonderful. And you get the best of both worlds. You have the sun and the beach when you want it, and some of the mountains and the gorgeous green of Georgia.
Very true. Very true. I feel very fortunate. So tell us about your passion for human capital and people. And before we dive in there, I have a deep respect for that position. It's about, I guess we were was one of the founders, early leaders of a company called Relay Health. And we hired a vice president of human capital. This is back in 98, 99 timeframe. And that was the first time I ever interacted with someone like that. And it was not HR. It was far beyond HR, because people and culture and where it's human capital is a key component, usually the most successful component of a business. Innovation is one thing, but without people, your innovation is not going to go very far, or certainly see its potential. So I was exposed very early on to that position, and it was so critical to my success at a younger age and the success of my businesses. So I have a deep respect for what you do and what in your strategy. So we'll start off with that. But tell us about your passion.
Well, thank you. I have had a passion for HR and people since childhood. My mother worked within human resources for Avon Corporation in New York City for many, many years. Funny story, I actually happened to go there as a child many times, and as an adult in one of my roles had the opportunity to go back there to actually pitch HRO services while I was with Wipro. So interesting how things really circle back. But as far as human capital and the areas that I'm very passionate about, so first off, you have to love what you do. And kind of as you hear my story and kind of how long I've been in HR, you have to be passionate about your work. And so I'm all about wanting to touch people's lives and really be passionate about seeing individuals' careers grow. I would say the next area is really kind of focusing on their careers, right? For me, it's so much more than just professional development. It's really trying to understand that individual, helping them understand our organizational goals and objectives, and then aligning the two and together ensuring that not only is our organization meeting its goals, but also our employees are meeting their personal and professional goals alongside.
Yeah.
And then I would say the last piece would really be about kind of organizational communication and empowerment, really focusing on and ensuring that us as an organization are all aligned on vision and mission, and then communicating those regular updates to our team, ensuring that they're contributing to that direction that we're going. So, you know, really being passionate, taking an interest in careers and aligning objectives, and then just communication.
That's excellent. And yeah, as a leader, it's critically important, you know, that we work alongside these types of strategies, because you enable me and in my teams and in other leaders to achieve much greater, you know, success. And so I've certainly witnessed that with you, but then also certainly through just my past. It's a topic that I was excited to have and host, because I don't think people spend enough time focusing on culture and focusing on their people. They obviously understand the importance, but developing them, creating the right culture for everybody to thrive, that's when you really truly build, you know, in my opinion, a multi-billion dollar business, or even a $1 trillion business with Apple. So phenomenal.
Oh, yes. And just one of the areas that has really stood out to me too, with our team, especially your team, they are hungry, motivated, driven. They embrace all of the development opportunities that we have. And I have to say, Care4U is the first company I've come in and worked for where we have a coach who is on staff with our sales team and working side by side with them to continuously improve and advance their skills. And they are so embracing of it.
Yes, I completely agree. And just met with him a couple of days ago, and he's as amazing as ever. So tell us about your background, just what inspired you to join Care4U and some of those early days.
Happy to. So from my first interview with Monica, followed by the remainder of the executives, I've been blown away by the openness and character of each person I've interacted with. Monica's candor, her passion, as she spoke about her mission to improve healthcare and increase access through services like our digital check-in feature and remote patient monitoring. Through my first conversation with you, when I asked you why you joined Care4U.
Yep.
Do you remember what you said to me?
I do. Yes.
So I remember you saying, I remember your response being, you know, Monica and Torsten had asked for my advice, not my Rolodex. And we really talked through how they asked your advice on growing the business. And today, obviously, I can see how much they've taken hold of our business. I know we talked about Florida, and you've really expanded our growth across the nation today. How have those insights been for you since then?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to even take a moment there to talk about, there's a lot of people who see growth leaders and sales leaders and marketing leaders and want to use them for their Rolodex and use them for their contacts. And that can certainly happen over a period of time, but you got to build trust. And this is a great topic for, half my listeners are CEOs. And it's just something to take a moment just to digest a little bit and go, you want to surround yourself with people who do have deep contacts, which is wonderful, but more so can offer you really sage advice, can help you navigate the waters. And I tend to work with a lot of younger leaders or leaders who have not, been in the industry for 20, 30, 40 years, but rather this might be their first startup or their first company. And there's a lot to navigate there. So just, from a leadership perspective, really helping them with some of those fundamental foundations, and then obviously opening up the Rolodex and contacts. And the Rolodex is far beyond just customers. It's also, as you know, employees. I think half, the team at Care4U comes from my past, either actually at Relay Health or McKesson or Greenway. So it really is, there's much more to it than just than sales assistants. It's really building people. It's building culture. It's giving you the foundation for success. So yeah, I agree with you.
Oh yeah, life lesson learned. I do not ask about Rolodex any longer, because it shines through regardless, right? You see the impact that you have made in growing this organization, your prior organizations, the connections that you've made, and it really goes without saying. So definitely value that. And I will say that, that conversation that you and I had that day is a key contributor that prompted me to join the organization.
Yeah, I love it. And I will delineate there though. So I was a board member first, and that's the of Care4U before I joined them full time. I think that's if you are hiring a direct quota carrying salesperson, certainly leveraging their Rolodex is important. It's a little bit different than I just have to be careful because I built, it's taken me 25 years to build a lot of my relationships. So I don't just open them up to people immediately. I've got to build that bridge. I've got to build that trust with them. But on the other side, if you're hiring just a pure salesperson, that Rolodex is very important because you want them, they're going to be in a territory that could be newer and having relationships to leverage while they're building the territory, while the company's helping you build your territory in your region is very important. Having, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 different organizations, you know, hospitals or health, you know, practices in our industry to walk into will really help you kind of get off the ground. So I completely agree with you. It's excellent.
Yes. And I think a perfect example of that and how we leverage kind of not necessarily directly asking for the Rolodex, but hiring our sales talent is really working with them to create their business plan and having them present those business plans to us, which really become then their first 90-day roadmap.
Yep. Very true. So you bring up, we both have mentioned culture here, but you brought up culture a few times. And so tell me how you're shaping culture and how you do that.
Yes. So as you already know, I absolutely love to read. Mm-hmm. And through books such as No Rules, Rules by Reed Hastings, the CEO for Netflix and Aaron Myers, Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh. He is the CEO for Zappos. Yeah. And then most recently, The Buddha and the Badass by Vishen Lakhani. The lessons we've learned from the Great Resignation have shined a light on the importance of finding purpose in your work, feeling valued, and growing your career. It's become so much more than money. It's meaning and finding your why. And Buddha and the Badass drives many of these points home by showcasing simple things like finding your life's purpose, showing small acts of gratitude with your peers, and the overwhelming positive and engaged culture that this can spur. So taking some of those lessons learned into practice through those books, along with the extraordinary talent and culture that we already have in place, our culture has really evolved organically. And the three areas I'd really highlight are collaboration, gratitude, and then transparency and openness. With collaboration, you know, recognizing small moments, our team, you know, as they're assisting a customer, creating a document to help people navigate around our new office, working side by side on unexpected projects to quickly yield results. Those little small thank yous, they'll leverage things like Slack, Pingboard, which is a tool that we're using. They'll also leverage, you know, emails, in-person communication, where they're sending thank yous, not just for the task itself, but just appreciation for the individual who helped. And those little acts of kindness that they display really go a long way. Yeah. And then the last thing I'd say is on the transparency and openness, which I've seen with Cure4U since the day I joined. I remember coming in my first day, looking at our calendar, and I'm like, I can see everybody's calendar and what's on it. Justin's, Monica's, everyone's. And it really showcased just the openness and transparency in our org. We encourage candor. We share the good and the bad. And we really embrace that information to work together to overcome any obstacle. It's, you know, in over 20 years of HR, the experiences and dynamics in our existing culture and what we're getting to evolve is unlike I've ever experienced. It's amazing.
I love it. I love it. And that openness and transparency is a double-edged sword, because literally while we're recording on air right now, I have my team pinging me, texting me, going, I see that you're on the radio, but can you please answer this question? Because they could see my schedule. I do like it, but it's a double-edged sword at times.
Yes, it is.
I can never escape. I love it. And I completely agree. You know, actually, I live my whole life around collaboration. I'm very fortunate and blessed because of, you know, collaborative strategies and having a grateful attitude and you know, living life, you know, with gratitude in every instance, even the bad. I mean, it's easy to have gratitude when things are going well, but being appreciative, you know, even when things are not going well, and being grateful for what you have and looking at the positive side, and obviously transparency and openness is a key to relationships. It's a key to success. It's a key to happiness. It's a key to building trust. So phenomenal. So we've heard a lot about the Great Resignation in 2021. I've read a few articles on it. You've shared a couple as well. And I know that you've dove into it quite a bit just to make sure we navigate it successfully. But how do you manage to have, you know, the best retention rate at Cure4U?
Definitely the existing culture that I have walked into has just been amazing to work with. And so I would say kind of taking that to the next level, we've really been focusing on engaging our talent. So 2020 was a year of reflection for many. And life is just too short to spend time in a role that you're dissatisfied with or a toxic work environment that lacks engagement and appreciation, which, you know, we've seen many folks come from. We at Care for You, we really pride ourselves on listening to our employees and acting on their feedback. So when I joined in August, we spent a lot of time doing one-on-ones, ensuring that, you know, our folks really understood their roles, the perception of the company, what is the perception of the leadership and understanding of our vision and mission and how their role aligns. We also did some internal pulse surveys for folks who were free to share that feedback in person and or over video conference. And we also just in January participated in a Great Place to Work survey, which gave us some very valuable insights. Some of those findings were 100% of our executives fully embody the best characteristics of our company. That tells me we don't just talk the talk, we also walk the walk. We're leading by example. Our folks believe in us. And then the next I would highlight is 100% of our employees feel that they can count on people to cooperate. And 98% when they look at what they've accomplished, yeah, they feel a sense of pride. So that showcases our team's passion and commitment. Would you say that you're seeing those things as well, Justin?
100%. Yeah. When I saw this, and I saw even your recap that you sent out, I mean, it does embody who we are, our culture, and where we're going. So I love it.
Perfect. And the last thing I would just mention there is we really leverage the constructive feedback that came out of those conversations and those surveys as well. And I would say, you know, the area of opportunity for us that really shined through that we were lacking were on personal and professional growth and development. So as we were planning for our 2022 strategy, what we really focused on kind of bringing into the organization is defining career paths and making sure that individuals can grow upwards in their respective roles or across the organization. We're partnering with companies, we're partnering with some virtual learning companies where we're developing role-based learning paths. And then we are also doing, giving them access to various courses that will help their soft skills. There's some really good certification programs. So mm-hmm. Our implementation team is really excited about studying for their project management certification, and they'll all achieve a PMP certification.
That's awesome.
Our engineers are super excited about the AWS Certified Solutions Architect course, which is also going to leverage their way to a certification. And these certifications can hold weight within our org as well as their respective fields. So we're really trying to find a way to keep growing their skills and giving them opportunities that will help them not just at Care for You, but also in their broader careers. And then just the last thing I would mention there is another area, and not just within Care for You, but I recommend this, you know, across the individuals listening today, but a line of sight into metrics and KPIs.
Yeah.
When you can share with your employees what their KPIs are when they start, you know, folks are competitive. It gives them an opportunity to know what their performance is measured upon. You know, three metrics, just keep it simple and make sure that they fully understand it. And they themselves can work to increase those stats personally so they compete with themselves, but they can also compete against their team members mm-hmm. in a team-based environment. So it really helps to drive results for the organization, but it also gives the employee just some skin in the game to really focus on improving themselves as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm a very big supporter of education for your team consistently. As you mentioned earlier on, I've always had someone supporting the growth team from a standpoint of education. You brought up, you know, the sales coach, and I've always had one for the last, 15 years or so in my different various businesses, where I always have someone helping the growth team with best practices, staying sharp. And I just believe across the board. So it doesn't matter what department you're in, I do wholeheartedly support, you know, advancing yourself, education, and obviously, as you mentioned, you know, measuring, you know, KPIs and metrics. You got to measure, you know, on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. So,
yes. Right. You know, one of the nice things with those sales coaches too, and just coaches in general, they're neutral parties, right? So the employee, their manager, they can feel free to give, you know, feedback, and that coach can really help guide and direct completely mm-hmm. unbiased to the organization, which goes a very long way.
Yep. Very true. So we're coming into the last 5 minutes or so of the show, but it sounds like you're, you know, I know your 2021 ended up very well. But what's on your radar for 2022?
A couple things. So purpose-driven, you know, people want a career where they find purpose. We've seen a lot of studies about that, especially over the last 2 years. And Care4U offers a purpose by leveraging technology to improve and increase access to healthcare. We want to help our healthcare practitioners by relieving their burnout. We want to increase access to healthcare in rural and remote areas where a physician can monitor blood pressure, glucose, oxygen levels remotely. This way the patient doesn't have to leave their home or waste time on a long commute. So that purpose really means something to individuals, right? Mm-hmm. So it helps them align their personal objectives to the organizational objectives.
Love it.
The next I would say, and we talked a bit about this, so I won't belabor this to death, but objectives and key results, OKRs, formed by Andy Grove, mm-hmm. as well as John Doerr and in his book, Measure What Matters. But technology moves at the speed of light, and OKRs really give us an opportunity to set these big, audacious goals on a quarterly basis while we can still be agile and flexible for innovation and meeting unexpected demands. And then another kind of buzzword that you've been hearing a lot in HR is a hybrid work environment. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say, you know, coming into Care4U, I've been remote, obviously, since COVID began and kind of working through the hybrid environment and different work environments. And one of the areas that's really stood out to me with Care4U as I've gotten acclimated to our work is that is how flexible we are in allowing where the individuals work, and we really allow it to be their choice. So we have a beautiful office, our new office in Bradenton. Yeah. As you noted, you know, we have an office in Georgia as well, and then we have people spread out. Well, that the allowing them to kind of make that decision really allows them to be where they're going to be most productive. And many of our employees still choose to come into the office because they really enjoy that face-to-face interactive interaction.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And then lastly,
Go ahead.
Sorry. Lastly, I would just say performance management and continuous real-time feedback. Gone are the days of the annual performance review. So, you know, discussing not just performance feedback, but taking an interest in where your employees' career objectives are. And again, listening for areas where you can align those career objectives to the organizational objectives really helps to keep everybody aligned. It helps the employee to see where they stand and what their future is with the organization.
Yeah, I love it. And I completely agree. And yeah, it's something I've had to institute a little bit more, even just the continuous feedback. And that's easy, but having it continuously measured has been the part where it takes a lot of work. And actually, you've personally been able to help me with some of that. But I do have one last question before we break. I got about 2 minutes. We've talked a lot about, you know, what you've achieved, you know, since joining Care4U. But what's your most proud achievement in your past?
Ah, thank you. Great question. As a young single mom in my early 20s, I was homeless. And in 1996, Marriott Corporation gave me an opportunity to work for one of their hotels in Colorado in human resources. And that combined with seeing, you know, my mom's career trajectory, I really just found my passion, and that was where I wanted to be. So, but as my HR career really took off over the years, I never really had time to fulfill my degree. I would take courses here and there, but never completed. And so in 2016, met my boyfriend, who's now my husband. He really inspired me to go back to school while he was enrolled in school as well. And I'm really pleased to say in 2019, I achieved my AA in business. In 2021, I completed my bachelor's degree.
Congratulations.
And I'm currently pursuing my MBA, determined to complete that by the end of December. So I'm very focused there. And then just the last thing I want to mention from my focus for a Care4U, or one of my objectives here, is it's been a life dream of mine to achieve Fortune's top 100 list. And working for a company that has such an amazing and engaged culture, I feel like this goal will definitely be reality in the next few years. Our leadership embraces its people, our employees, its practitioners, our patients, and I have full confidence we're going to get there.
Yeah, I was actually, shocked how, because I'm kind of in the throes in the daily craziness of building the business. And I was just shocked at how well we scored in the Best Places to Work survey. So I know we're well on our way. I knew we had a great culture. Yeah. I knew we had a great culture and a great team, but sometimes you're just so in the throes every single day. You actually forget what you're accomplishing. You did a phenomenal job there. I'm very proud of the whole Cure for You leadership team, to be honest, that we foster that type of environment. And actually, I don't think I've ever achieved that. Not the scores that we had were very significant. And that's also, I think it's hard to do as a younger company, just because we don't have all the tools and the budgets that a lot of the larger organizations do. But obviously, you know, they don't have sometimes the happiness that we have and the, you know, creativity and inventiveness that a smaller company has, which leads to happiness and success. So I get that piece. But you did a phenomenal job there, Angela. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Justin. It's definitely a team effort. I would say that we have a phenomenal executive team who truly puts people first.
Yep, I agree. Well, we're at time, Angela. Thank you so much for joining me and having you. And it's great to have you on air. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. So thank you again.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Justin. It was great being here.
You got it. And thank you to everyone for joining us today. And please tune in weekdays at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. As always, you can track me on Twitter at HIT Advisor and use the hashtag ThisJustinRadio so we can respond to your comments from the show. If you missed any of this episode or want to hear more, all my shows are posted on Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Google Play, and TuneIn. And also you can see some of the updates we put out on justinbarnes.com. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe.